Or thereabouts talking sports, and they're getting involved in the conversation together, give me a call. Looking forward to you getting in the sports conversation next Sunday. Okay, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way, and we have another edition of the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016. Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, presents a Sunday, February the 26th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring more of the top hits of 2016, produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to This Dish of Sounds of Praise Ministry from now until 8 a.m. Plan to be here bringing you the very best in gospel music as we feature more of the top hits of 2016. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning with joyful anticipation in our hearts because we know you're the God who does great and mighty things on the behalf of your people. And so we're anticipating you doing fantastic things in our behalf and then even through our lives and through this ministry into the lives of many others out there in our listening audience. So we yield ourselves to your Holy Spirit and may your word just flow like a mighty river out into hearts and lives who need to hear what's going to be said and what's going to be played this day so that they, oh God, might receive exactly what they need and they in turn might yield themselves to you so you might in turn be a source of benefit and blessing in their lives and then through their lives into many other lives as well. And we praise you for all that's going to be accomplished to the glory, honor, and praise of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whose name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Yeah. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. He kept Daniel in the lion's den, and he kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless his holy name. Help me say,
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave, and he kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the graveyard. He kept my daddy when he lost his position. Well, he kept my mama on her bed of affliction. He keeps
Move by your spirit, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord.
Yes, he's worthy of all our praise. You just heard Leslie Seeley, a local artist, with I'll Praise You. And before her, we heard William McDowell along with Julia McMillan and Daniel Johnson with Hymn of Praise. And we got the show started with our New Day theme, Brian Courtney Wilson, It Will Be All Right. That's what God wants us to do. Take that position of faith that no matter what we're going through, it in the end is going to be all right. He made this day so that we could rejoice in Him. And unless we take that position of faith that it's going to be all right, all the negative things in our lives are going to work out all right for our good and for His glory, then we aren't really serving Him until we get into that position of faith. We can't attain what He has for us until we move it, or maintain our continued faith and trust in Him. 5:23, it's the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. On this Sunday, February the 26th, the last Sunday in the month of February. And we are bringing you what will be the next to last program in our series, the Top Hits of the Year 2016. We have enough music, I believe, for one more program next week. And then the following week, we're going to be getting into our some of the new music and top hits that have come in to the station in the intervening time. We've been doing this since I believe in November, even before Thanksgiving. We started the top hits, and we're coming close to the end right now. Because of my schedule, I didn't have a chance to rank them as I normally do, but anyway, hopefully you are enjoying what we are bringing your way. Okay, hopefully our phone is working. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The reason I say I hope it's working is because I bring my cell phone to the station and I test the phone to see if it's working. And it did not ring when I gotta check the other phone on the wall, see if something is wrong there. Maybe I can resolve it over there. But anyway, I call the station. Nothing lights up, nothing flashes, nothing makes any noise. So I am assuming that it's working. Okay, but I'll get you more information as soon as I get a chance. Can't do it too much during the sports talk show because you know, I'm talking, and there aren't that many breaks. I'm also talking and setting up my equipment and a whole lot of things going on. I, as said in previous times, I should have been twins. But anyway, 1-855-915-WMFO is the studio phone. Hopefully it's working. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 1-855-915-9636. And that's also the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:50. Now, someone's ringing the phone, so it's working, but I can't answer it right now because I'm talking. But as soon as I get a chance, call me back. As soon as the music starts playing, call me back, and we'll converse. Okay. What was I saying? Okay. 1-855-915-9636 is the number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Planning before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to hear the praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, going to the phone is your act of faith. It is what pleases God. And so therefore, we want to be in the position where we can please Him with our faith toward Him. So don't hold back. Give me a call and let me know what's going on in your life. We'll pray for you and we'll praise God with you. Always ready to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Okay, let's get the music going, and then you can call me, Pastor Marvin Sapp, coming up here on Sounds of Praise, Top Hit of the Year 2016. And this is Wait, W-A-I-T.
Y'all ain't ready for this. Take y'all the
That's the Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise, and Just Wait on the Lord. And that's the most, one of the most difficult things that as believers in Christ that we have to do We want to go out to work on our timetable, and he doesn't. He has his own schedule for the things that he wants to accomplish in our lives, and waiting can be very difficult. We are very impatient people, and I've put myself right in that list as well. But I've learned rather than try to push things and make things come out on my schedule, it's always better to wait on the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Lincoln Brewster coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. One of my favorites going back to 2010, but it's still a big hit here on Sounds of Praise. This is Everlasting God. Enjoy.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion, but But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
This song was inspired by Apostle Dan when he went away to the mountains and came back, and we received the message that God had given him, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the devil think he has dealt you, you can live your life. Anybody ready to live their life today? Hallelujah. Raise your hands and give God praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Not gonna be restricted, not gonna be affected by recession times. Not gonna be neglected, because I've been protected by the blood of Christ. And nothing's gonna keep me from walking the path to my destiny. I'm living life. I'm living life. I'm living life. Oh, I'm living life.
Gonna stop.
name of the Lord. The enemy has spoken death into your situation, and it seems like there's no hope. But tonight the Lord speaks to your spirit and calls those things that be not as though they were. I want you to get one thing on your mind right now that seems like it's dead, that dream, that vision that seemed like it never came to pass. That idea, that goal that it seemed like you could never reach. I want you to get that on your mind right now. That thing that was on you that kept you from moving forward and seemed like it held you in place. I want you to shake. Matter of fact, just shake that thing off right now. Shake off those weights. Shake off those hindrances. Break them shackles off your ankles and off your wrists. And tell somebody next to you, I'm living my life. Because what he's called me to. I want you to lift it, just the voices. Say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, church.
Oh, I live life.
Come on, say it now. Come on, SG. Come on, live. Church, now you say it. Whoa, whoa.
Sharon and Nicole Ross, along with Apostle H. Daniel Wilson, and Living Life. And if you're living the life that God wants you to live, you are going to be a champion. Darwin Hobbs here on Sounds of Praise.
Uh-huh. Let me teach you this. Listen, a champion lives within me. He's given me authority. I'm bold, I'm strong, and I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Sing. A champion lives within me.
Yeah.
He's given me
authority.
I'm bold,
I'm strong,
I'm strong,
and
I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
A champion.
A champion lives within me.
He's given me. Come on, Alba.
Authority.
I know you love this song.
Here on Sounds of Praise, and that's Champion. Yes, the champion that lives within every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit, and because of him we can overcome, and he will continue to work on us and make us new. Molly Music together with We Stand Community Choir and Make Me New here on Sounds of Praise.
Father, it's me. Please hear me, my King. I know I am unholy, so unworthy and unclean. But I yearn to soul thirst for you. And my temple is broke, it's broken down. Oh, take me and make me new, yeah. Oh, Father,
Father,
hear me,
hear me.
God rules.
God rules.
I'm not asking for blessings, not your hand, Lord, but to know your heart. So show me the way without your Father. Oh, I'm patiently waiting, oh, for your Lord to take me and make me know. Hallelujah. Take me, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. Take me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
baby, oh. Listen, yeah. Wash my heart. Wash my hands. Cause I wanna worship you. I wanna worship you. Here we are, here I stand. So make me new, make me new, make me new. Say, wash my heart, wash my heart,
wash my head,
wash my head.
I wanna worship you,
spirit and in truth.
I wanna worship you,
only you, only you.
Here we are,
it's just me and you.
Make me new.
If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, February 26, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you more of the top hits of the year 2016. On this first set, we heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with Wait, Lincoln Brewster followed with Everlasting God, Sharon and Nicole Ross, along with Apostle H. Daniel Wilson with Living Life. Darwin Hobbs was next with Champion. And we conclude the set with Molly Music and the Together We Stand Community Choir and make me new. Our phone is working. Got a phone call from Michelle of Medford. And so, therefore, the phone is working. And so you can give me a call. We aren't taking music requests, but we are dedicating whatever music we have here. We'll dedicate it to you and whomever you wish. And give me a call at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Same deal if you like numbers. Okay, Bishop Tudor Bismarck along with Don Lawrence and company. And this is the I Am Factor here on Sounds of Praise.
Joel is the prophet that's predicting an outpouring, a deluge of God's power in the end time. And in the middle of this interesting scripture, he says, beat your plowshares into swords, your pruning hook into spears. And then he says, let the weak say, I am weak. When you make confession and when you prophesy, you do not, this is going to sound wrong, but you're not supposed to tell the truth.